Trend number three, the wireless web finally reaches critical mass. A few years ago, people could only dream about the freedom to log on to the internet without using a wire plugged into a telephone jack. Today, it's become routine to connect to the internet wirelessly at 100 times the speed of a dial-up connection, while at a fast food restaurant or a train station. And it's becoming big business. Sales of Wi-Fi hardware that enables high-speed wireless access to the internet will increase from $1.5 billion in 2003 to $2.9 billion by 2007, according to market consultancy Infonetics. Where is the wireless web trend taking us and our businesses? At this point, it's pure speculation, but that hasn't discouraged experts from making educated guesses. For example, by 2009, wireless consultancy Farpoint Group estimates half of all homes with an internet connection will use Wi-Fi technology, up from 12% today. Farpoint also predicts half of corporate offices will install Wi-Fi, compared to just 8% at the end of 2003. That would represent a dramatic change in the way people use the web, but it's just the beginning. It's likely that the enhancements to the original technology will quickly surpass the current version of Wi-Fi. This is in line with the pattern that typically plays out whenever a breakthrough technology is introduced. The next generation makes the first generation obsolete. Currently, startup firms, as well as established businesses like Motorola, are working on new wireless technologies that will allow people to access the web. Whether the standard will be 802.11 Wi-Fi or some new technology, the benefits are enormous, and they can boost the economy. The wireless web can improve companies' productivity by letting them monitor data they could never collect in the past, and by bringing information to places where workers need it the most. For example, JCPenney employees use Wi-Fi to check inventory in the warehouse and prices on the shelves. Other uses for Wi-Fi include construction sites, rescue services, and healthcare. What we can learn from the success of Wi-Fi is the blueprint for the development of any winning new technology. In the case of Wi-Fi, several firms cooperated to establish a standard for the technology. Because the same technology was being developed by several companies, the high volumes lowered the cost of Wi-Fi hardware. These low costs erased a traditional obstacle for widespread adoption, which is the initial high price of early versions of any new technology. In other words, affordable prices of Wi-Fi devices increased demand, and this demand led to higher volumes. And prices keep falling. For instance, Intel has lowered the price it charges PC makers for Wi-Fi chips from $45 in 2003 to $20 today. As prices drop and demand grows, Wi-Fi is becoming a crucial component of PCs. How popular is this feature? About 54 million laptops, PDAs, and other devices with Wi-Fi will be sold this year, according to research firm Insat MDR. That represents a 400% increase since 2002. However, businesses have been slow to embrace Wi-Fi for two reasons: security and cost. CIOs fear the risk that comes with any new technology that makes the company's network vulnerable to hackers and other criminals on the internet. Also, concerns about the economy and cutbacks in tech spending have kept many corporations from making a commitment to Wi-Fi. Only about 1 in 10 large companies is using Wi-Fi networks, according to Meta Group, a technology consulting firm. However, that's changing. When Goldman Sachs surveyed corporate CIOs recently, they ranked Wi-Fi as one of their top three priorities for technology purchases. At the same time, consumers are waiting for the technology to catch up to the potential. As Business Week explained in a special report called Wi-Fi's Growing Pains, the new generation of Wi-Fi devices that are supposed to make it possible to stream video stored on a PC in the den to the plasma TV in the living room remain more bleeding edge than leading edge. Installation can be a hassle, and sifting through thousands of songs on your PC via remote control in another room is painful. So the benefits are real. the technology is reaching the tipping point in penetrating the mass market. But modem wires won't go the way of buggy whips until more progress is made on a few key fronts. We've discussed much of this in prior issues of Trends. The big news is that the 802.11 Wi-Fi technology we've been discussing is, at this very moment, being eclipsed by a whole range of newer complementary and substitute technologies. And it's happening so quickly and so quietly that most executives are oblivious to the implications. The fact is that Wi-Fi is just the first step in achieving the vision of a wireless web. Four equally innovative technologies, WiMAX, MobileFi, Zigbee, and Ultra Wideband, or UWB, will bring wireless networking into every area of life, from cars and homes to office buildings and factories. These technologies have attracted $4.5 billion in venture investments over the past 5 years, according to estimates from San Francisco-based investment bank Rutberg & Company. Products based on them will start hitting the market this year and become widely available in 2005. Before long, they will allow people to access the internet anywhere, anytime. Now you have a toolbox full of wireless tools that can help with each problem, whether it's reaching a couple of inches or a couple of miles, says Ian McPherson, president of Wireless Data Research Group, a market research firm in San Mateo, California. These technologies will bring us to a new era for the wireless web, according to Business Week. They'll link with each other and with traditional wired telephone networks to let people and machines communicate like never before. In small towns that were once cut off by the lack of high-speed connections to the internet, people will be able to get online as rapidly as a stockbroker in Manhattan. When you're driving on the freeway, you'll be able to check the traffic ahead of you. At home, you'll be able to download movies from your PC and broadcast them on the screen in your living room without using wires. Wireless sensors embedded in objects will turn lights on and off in buildings, read gas meters in homes, and monitor levels of toxic chemicals in drinking water. To begin to understand these technology trends and why they're important, let's step away from a narrow focus on the desktop or laptop PC in the home, office, or local Starbucks, and consider some of the other places and applications where we're starting to see the wireless web. For example, Wi-Fi is being incorporated in consumer devices, from the refrigerator to the gaming console to the printer. Since Wi-Fi captures the exact location of anyone who is using a hotspot, a mobile worker who needs a printer can ask the corporate network to find the nearest one to the cafe he or she is in. In homes, the biggest threat to the dominance of today's Wi-Fi will come from ultra-wideband, which allows data to be transmitted at a rate of 1 gigabit per second, nearly 10 times the 100 megabits per second for today's fastest Wi-Fi connections. Although UWB has a much shorter range of 30 to 60 feet versus 100 to 200 feet for Wi-Fi, that could be enough for many uses. For instance, UWB could replace the USB cords that now connect computers with peripherals such as a keyboard and printer. More important, UWB could be used to stream video from a DVD player to a TV or from a PC to the stereo in the next room. The first products based on Motorola's UWB chips are expected to hit the market by the end of this year. Outside the home, UWB could help businesses save time by letting people access information anywhere in a building without having to go to the nearest computer terminal. For example, in a dentist's office, the staff could call up a patient's dental records and examine x-rays. More commercial and consumer applications will follow as a UWB standard is ratified by the IEEE, perhaps in late 2005. Overall, the market is expected to grow from zero today to nearly 6 million UWB nodes embedded in various devices by 2007, according to tech consultancy Instat MDR. Service providers could also adopt a wireless technology called WiMAX, or 802.16, which is expected to be pushed by companies such as Intel starting this year. WiMAX is similar to Wi-Fi, both create hotspots, or areas around a central antenna in which people can wirelessly share information or tap the net with a properly equipped laptop. But while Wi-Fi can cover several hundred feet, WiMAX has a range of 25 to 30 miles. That means it can be used as an alternative to traditional broadband technologies, which use telephone and cable pipes. Some industry watchers see a WiMAX boom ahead. Vizint Strategies Incorporated, a market research firm in Kings Park, New York, predicts a $1 billion market in WiMAX equipment by 2008. But for now, nearly all that growth will come from business customers. The technology still isn't ready for consumers. Pricing is too expensive for that right now. After its success with Wi-Fi, Intel is trying to accomplish the same trick with WiMAX. When they hit the market at the end of this year, WiMAX modems will likely cost around $450 each. That's much more than the cost of a broadband modem or 3G phone card, which are $50 and $200 respectively. But WiMAX is expected to hit speeds of 5 to 10 megabits per second, trumping 3G's 300 to 500 kilobits per second and the 3 megabits per second that traditional broadband delivers. Intel, Siemens, Alcatel, and Motorola, which all recently announced they would make WiMAX gear, are betting they can spur demand and quickly drive down modem prices. Intel plans to have embedded WiMAX chips in laptops by 2006. Besides these technologies, which could become industry standards, many new proprietary ones may surface this year. Wheels of Zeus, a privately held Los Gatos, California company started by Steve Wozniak, co-founder of computer maker Apple, hopes to soon release a product called WozNet. Expected to be resold by Motorola, this specialized hardware will offer more than just Wi-Fi, says Gina Clark, Vice President for Marketing and Business Development at Woz. It will also incorporate global positioning system capabilities so people can track where their children, elderly relatives, or pets may be. Another emerging technology called Zigbee is a technology that coordinates communication among thousands of tiny sensors. These sensors can be scattered throughout offices, farms, or factories, picking up bits of information about temperature, chemicals, water, or even motion. They're designed to use little energy because they'll be left in place for 5 to 10 years, and their batteries need to last. So they communicate very efficiently, passing data over radio waves from one to the other. At the end of the line, the data can be dropped into a computer for analysis or picked up by another wireless technology like WiMAX. Products based on Zigbee, which has been nurtured by Philips and Motorola, are expected to reach the market later this year. As this overview indicates, it's not too late to start figuring out how and when Wi-Fi and related technology will impact your business. But the clock is ticking. It's impossible to predict the impact of the wireless web for every type of business. But in general, you can expect the following developments. First, in a few years, special software that has already been developed will allow for something called mesh networking. With mesh networking, instead of going directly from a PC to the stereo, a downloaded song will be transmitted from the PC to the Wi-Fi-enabled television to the fridge and then to the stereo, dodging interference from walls and increasing the speed of the transmission. This could happen at 100 to 200 megabits per second, when a new Wi-Fi standard called 802.11n is ratified by the IEEE, probably by late next year. Such speeds, roughly 100 times that of current Wi-Fi, could lead to new applications, such as relaying video from a PC wirelessly to a flat-screen TV on the wall. The first TVs using the new standard should come out in 2006. And second, Wi-Fi will also enable new consumer services. For instance, instead of turning in a camera's memory stick to have photos developed, customers could simply beam the photos from a Wi-Fi-enabled digital camera onto a store's equipment. For businesses, enabling such extra convenience might cost as little as $200.